This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. In a little more than 2 weeks, the Abingdon Community Festival will happen in that community, and it's their 65th year. That's kind of a big deal for that. So we're going to talk about what's going on at the festival this year with Angie Worley. She's the secretary of the Fair Board, which the festival board, that is, Fair Board, Festival Board. It's all the same thing. You're still going to be doing it for the rest of your life, as we talked off the air, so... You know,
yeah,
there you go.
I feel like it. Yeah,
but that's all right. I mean, and thanks for coming in tonight, by the way. But that's okay, because I think that, you know, every group needs someone with a passion or an institutional knowledge, I guess, sort of what really goes on, right?
Correct. And the reason I do it is because, like, my grandfather was one of the founding fathers of the association.
Yeah.
So just being in my family for so long, my dad being president, my grandpa being on the board, and my family just being involved, it's something that's in my family that I don't want to give up.
I don't blame you, for sure. As much as I imagine there are probably days where it pulls your hair out, and then there are other days when you're happy to help, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, and as the
like
fair
anything.
Approaches, yeah, as the fair approaches, you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah, well, we're certainly getting there. You know, 65 years is really kind of a big deal for a festival that's a more or less a community-run festival like yours.
Correct, yes, and we are all nonprofit, run by the support of the community, and everybody that comes out to the fair supports us in one way or another. The association was founded 65 years ago, even though the festival was going on up on Main Street in Abingdon years prior to that. But an association was founded just to have a board to run the festival.
What led to kind of that change? Or I guess it sounds like it was a city-run festival, and then this organization takes over.
I think that they realized they needed a board to set some ground laws, have some bylaws and everything to run the festival and keep it running smoothly.
And it's really kind of become a pretty big deal in terms of attendance and things like that, even especially, I imagine, in the last couple of years where it stopped being a fall festival and sort of kind of became an end of summer festival, right?
That's correct. And the reason it was a fall festival is because that's when the farmers were able to get bring their animals into town and show them off, and the kids could be in the parades and everything before harvest season truly started.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it sounds like harvest season is going to start even later than normal this year, but it's still kind of a good way to kind of get the fall started, right?
That's correct, yes.
Although school's starting around the same time as the festival this year, does that cause any problems for you guys?
No, every year that's how it is. Usually school starts on Monday, and then our fair starts at the end of the week.
So this year's festival starts on the 22nd, so a week from Thursday. Is that right?
That is correct.
And I know that there are a couple of sort of new things about the festival this year. We'll get to those in a minute, but let's talk about some of those traditional things like the showing of the animals and that sort of thing. As we kind of talk about with some of the county fairs and things like that, that's really kind of what this is all about in a way, agriculture, isn't it?
Yeah, that is correct. Saturday will be the livestock show with the sheep, goats, hogs, and cattle, and also a peewee show that the siblings of the 4-H'ers and FFA kids can come in, and then they get to parade the little animals up to the microphone, tell them their name and their age, and just be happy because they've helped their siblings all year long at these fairs that have been going on around in the surrounding communities.
That's so cool, letting the siblings get involved like that. That's it sounds to me to be important for, you know, just for a multitude of reasons.
Yeah, and the reason it was started is because those little kids, the siblings, had helped their brothers and sisters help wash the animals, groom the animals, and take care, feed them, and everything. So they helped behind the scenes, and it was time for them to shine in the ring one time.
Well, and your family is a perfect example of that. You've had your kids showing animals for a good long time, and it's really been kind of a family affair for you, hasn't it?
It has been growing up on a farm, and then my dad still has a farm, so then my girls have had livestock and everything, and they've shown throughout the summers.
And they participate in this festival too, usually, don't they? Other than just letting mom run the thing, more or less.
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, I have this year off, but we'll start back up with my youngest next year. So.
Ah, it's about time. I know she's kind of she looks up to her big sisters, I know, and has probably kind of helped them out quite a bit here, at least as much as she's been able to, right?
Oh yeah, she's been around livestock all of her life, so it's in her blood.
And in addition to livestock showing and judging and things like that, like we see at other fairs and type things, there's I think my personal favorite part of the festival too, where you get to bake a little something and let others judge that too, right?
Yep, we have the the area's largest baked goods auction, and that is Sunday night before the livestock auction. But Sunday morning, our local bakers will bring in their goods. And they'll be judged on Sunday and then auctioned off Sunday night.
That's fantastic. It might be my favorite part, but I digress. But I'm also hungry right now. I'm not going to lie. In terms of both the pie judging and the auction and the livestock judging, are you still looking for participants in both of those areas?
Especially in the baked goods. It's all donation. So you bake your goods and then that is auctioned off and that money goes back to the festival to help support the festival for the following year.
Very good.
Yes.
That's fantastic. All right. In terms of other things going on with the fair, I know you have a carnival usually, but this year it's a little different, right?
Yeah, we got a new carnival this year. Our last one, Big M Amusements, he retired, so we had to look for a new carnival. And this one's out of Peoria. Ziegler Amusements, I think, is their name. And they have almost the same type of rides and everything that the previous ones did, but we're going to try a new carnival this year.
That's good. And inexpensive to ride the rides and do everything you want to do at the carnival?
Yeah, and they're still going to have armband nights. So Thursday night from 6 to 9 will be one armband night, and then Sunday afternoon 3 to 6 will be armband afternoon, and you can purchase armbands in advance for a discounted price at both banks in Abingdon.
All right, very good. And in addition to that being sort of new this year, you're trying something on Sunday for the adults while the kids get to have fun, right?
Yeah, Sunday is our kids' event starting at noon. And also starting at noon this year, we're going to have our first annual bags tournament. So anybody that likes to play, also known as cornhole bags tournament, those throw some bags and try to win. They're going to be at least a $200 top prize for the winner.
Ah, very cool. So do you need people to sign up for that, or they just show up on Sunday, or how does that work?
They'll start taking entries about an hour prior to the start at noon.
And speaking of entries for different things, you can find entries for a couple of the other events inside the fair book, like the chicken scramble, right?
Yeah, that starts off our fair. Chicken and pig scramble starts our fair off next Thursday at 6 p.m. with the chicken scramble, followed by the pig scramble.
All right. What else is happening this year with the festival?
We have on Friday night will be the demo derby at 7 p.m. And then Saturday night will be the figure eight at 6 p.m.
You know, we were talking about this at the Knox County Fair earlier this year. I fail to realize for some reason every year just how big of a deal the figure eight and the demo derbies really are. Although I was watching last week when ESPN did their whole ESPN the Ocho Day, and they had a figure eight school bus race. So I guess I was watching it, and I thought to myself, you know what, maybe I've underestimated the fun or the importance of some of these figure eight and demo derbies that go on every year.
Yeah, and we've also in the past have had combine demo derbies.
Oh, my God.
Those were interesting. I remember as a kid watching those, and it's just these huge machines out there. I mean, they're not like the big combines that you see out in the field now, is the smaller ones, but yeah,
top speed of 3 miles an hour.
Yeah, and a thing they also do, they did last year too, was lawnmower demo derbies here in Abingdon.
Oh my gosh, I clearly have I'm clearly in the wrong line of work, I guess is what I'm saying. But so you have those, and you have that pretty much rounds out the festival, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we also have the fruits and vegetable flower judging and arts and crafts judging. That is all on Thursday. And you drop your entries off Thursday morning at the fairgrounds in the Merchants Building.
And you have a Facebook page where I know you get a lot of questions about what's going on, and people can probably go there if they have any questions about all this, right?
That's correct, just under Abingdon Community Festival.
We have a link to that and this festival on our community events page of WGIL.com, so you can go there as well. Angie, anything I'm missing out here?
I believe we covered the majority of it.
Very good. Angie Worley, Secretary of the Festival Board for the Abingdon Community Festival, thanks so much for coming in as always. Good luck this year, and thanks for all you do for the community.
Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando and Sports coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.